showed up in Bones and ruined your blind time fear. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns.
Speaking of friends, in low places, actually it's high places, it's in the North Country. It is a real treat to be able to say good morning to a guy I haven't spoken to in a while. John Harrigan is with us. Hey, John.
Yeah, it's been too long, Peter.
How are you?
Good, good. It was 10 below here this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, not much warmer above either.
But what the heck. I just threw some more logs into the outdoor furnace.
How do you like the outdoor furnace?
Oh, boy, what a great way to go. It's not for everybody. And the real problem is that people put them in where they shouldn't, where they irritate neighbors. So, you know, that led to regulation, and that's what happens. But, you know, for how I live.
Yeah.
It's great. I can just drag logs up with my tractor, cut them up, throw them in.
What are you scaling in there? Four footers?
Three.
Three. Okay.
Yeah, because I got to tell you, a piece of yellow birch, 3 feet, 10 inches on the butt, is going to be around 80 pounds.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah, I know that story. Believe me, I do.
Yeah.
So I see that an additional hearing for the Northern Pass proposed hydropower line has been scheduled for Sunday, March 20th in Haverhill. Why did they add this one?
Because I think people down below us are now catching on as to the huge nature of this project and the fact that the power and the profits are going right out of here. We're being treated as nothing more than a conduit. I like to use the term sewer pipe.
Now is this the wind turbine project over at Millsfield? Is that money? Is any of that money staying in the North Country, or is that going to?
No. The only thing that we would get out of that would be what they're touting on this project, which is property tax money.
Okay.
But then if you look at the mitigation on that, there'll be people lining up to get knockoffs on their taxes because their property values are going to just drop. So it's the same issue. New Hampshire produces twice as much power right now as it consumes. And people don't seem to realize that. We already export 50% of the power that we make here. And we already make it in green ways. We make it out of chips and hydro. So, you know, this is it's a no-win issue for New Hampshire.
Now, where does this proposed power line enter the North Country and come down through the state?
Well, that's the problem, Peter. No one really knows for sure where it's going to enter, but it's going to come from Canada, either across Hall Stream in Canaan, Vermont, and Stuartstown, New Hampshire, or it's going to come down through Indian Stream, Tabor Road in Pittsburgh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and that's one of the... this is some of the prettiest country left.
My dog, my yellow lab, learned how to swim in Perry Stream.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I know.
It has to go through at least 40 miles of new right-of-way before it connects with the right-of-way that the power companies are saying they're going to use to, you know, the existing right-of-way to carry this. And I guess... The frustration up here and the reason that we're conducting yet another bus trip down to Concord
mm-hmm.
on March 9th is that we don't think that people, the consumers below the notches understand the price that we're going to have to pay up here for this.
You know, I hate to admit it, but you're probably right. Having done radio down in, you know, below for years. It amazes me how many people have not been north of the Notches. I mean, I talk about Pittsburgh and fishing and hunting and going to Kidderville and, you know, all this stuff all the time. And people are like, huh? I'm going, yeah. Oh, my God, you have no idea. It's a jewel.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, not to disparage listeners below the Notches, but it is a fact that a lot of people think that, you know, the Earth ends at maybe the north end of Winnipesaukee or Franconia Notch, and they haven't been up here.
No.
And so they really don't understand the beauty of this place. But to run this massive power line down through here for something that's not really going to benefit New Hampshire at all strikes me as absolutely horrendous.
Well, see, that may be the argument that resonates down here, because if, in fact, people don't know Coos County, they don't know northern Grafton County, they haven't been up there, it's kind of like, okay, out of sight, out of mind, I don't know it, so it's not going to impact me. But
yeah.
If you're telling them that this scar, this huge, you know, electric appendectomy scar is going to go down the New Hampshire landscape, and, oh, by the way, it's not making you any money, that may resonate with them more.
Well, it's making money for someone else. Not making any money for us. The power and the profits are going to, you know, to Boston and Hartford.
Yeah.
And
I assume you're not talking Hartford, Vermont.
No.
Okay.
I wish. New Hampshire doesn't need this. But, you know, we already export power, so this is strictly a money-making venture. And
but
it's a way for Hydro-Quebec to plug its huge power surplus into the New England market.
But is it a done deal already, John? Are we just kind of flapping our gums?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I got to tell you, Peter, I have never seen people so outraged and so united in all my 63 and counting years on the planet. And it's nothing to do with politics. It's everything to do with a sense of place and a love for the landscape. And also for New Hampshire independence. The whole sheer rugged outlook of people in this state who don't think that we should pay such a horrible penalty for just being in the way geographically. And that's what it is. You know, Quebec Hydro wants to plug in to Nepal, and we're in the way.
Oh, I got you. Please tell me that people up there still aren't calling it the Great North Woods.
No.
Thank you.
It's still the North Country.
Well, you know, and I've been fighting that down this way for years, seeing as how they've picked it up, talking about the Great North Woods. I said, man, you now have basically erased 100 or so years of history. It's the North Country.
Yep. Yeah, but we'll never stop calling it
thank
that.
Thank you. All right, I'm with you. You got one supporter down here, John. Well, look, do me a favor. I am out of here. I'm out of here tomorrow. I'm heading to Kuwait. To embed with the New Hampshire National Guard. I'm going to be over there for a few days.
Peter,
yeah.
Excuse me. You're going to be with the New Hampshire National Guard. Ticks on dogs in bed.
What?
I've never liked the term in bed.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to hang out and have coffee with them, okay? And we're going to kick some sand together.
Look out for the camel spiders.
Yeah, well, believe me, I got so many things I'm supposed to look out for now. So, but I will be back in the studio the week of the 15th. When I get back, can we have this conversation again and give me any updates and any progress? Because you are the guy in the North Country. You got a handle on it. People talk to you. And instead of just correspondents running up there talking to somebody, I would rather get it from you. So if we could touch base again.
No, that would be great. I hope you have a great trip to Kuwait. We are having another bus trip to Concord on March 9th.
Okay.
And that's taking a hell of a lot of energy from here. I didn't think we could do it again because we had one earlier. But I guess two buses now are coming.
Wow.
And, boy, it just takes such an effort to do that.
Now, where is this one on the 9th? Where are you going?
Right to the LOB.
Okay.
Right in Concord.
Okay.
And we're securing parking space so that our buses can be seen because we have banners to hang on them. and we're going to have to pay because we have to pay Concord to put hoods on parking meters.
Right, right.
So we have a place to park.
Don't start me on that.
Yeah,
I know.
That's just the way it goes.
I know.
And so we've raised the money for that, and we'll pass the hat on the bus. And we're fighting, you know, we're fighting, you know, a billion-dollar enterprise here with three-piece suits and briefcases beyond measure. And we're doing it, you know, by fundraising and by passing the hat and the bus.
I got you.
That's just the way it goes.
Well, hopefully that story will get out. But, yeah, when I get back, John, give me an update, and we'll get you back on, and we'll keep talking about it.
Hey, have a great trip.
Thank you, John.
We'll see you.
All right. John Harrigan. Former owner of the Colebrook News and Sentinel, North Country wag for years, and very, very passionate, very protective of the North Country, and an outspoken advocate. I mean, he just, he was hot about the Millsfield turbine wind generation project, about how it was going to scar the hills, so as you come by and, you know, now you see these things up there. And it was going to be cutting roads into areas where there were no roads. And as you can tell, now he's saying, well, wait a minute. I don't know, Jeannie, if you know that neck of the woods he was talking about in Stewartstown or Perry Stream or Indian Stream.
Not very well.
Damn,
no.
It is sweet.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's like driving, it's like driving from here to Manchester or in some cases, like here to Lebanon, and see nothing. They're just trees. It's dirt road. There ain't nothing up there. You turn the corner, and there's a couple of bears standing in the road going, what? Hey, boo-boo.
So it's beautiful New Hampshire. Yeah.
I mean, it is. And then there's some scenic spots up there that just, oh, my God, you think that you're the first person to see it since 1853. I mean, it's just that kind of thing. And so the concept of running this huge scar down really bothers the folks in the North Country. And John is an adequate mouthpiece for that. So we will chat with John when I get back. 9:42 is the time. We'll take a break. Back with more.